Kicking off part two tonight is Omi Pride 09.
Deception, disgrace, evil as plain as the scar on his face. Deception
and outrage,
disgrace
for shame.
He asked for trouble the moment he came.
Deception,
outrage,
disgrace
for shame.
All these outsiders time to see a his face.
Deception
and outrage,
go back
he
with your
trouble
old.
The
see you later, alligator.
Warning, grief, raised in hate, helpless to defy his fate. Let him run, let him live, but do not forget what we cannot forgive. And he for we knew he would do what he's done, and we know that he'll never be one of us.
One of us.
Deception.
Is Omi Pride one of us?
I think he is. He's one of mine because we're both Dak Packers.
I see.
He's one of mine. I don't know if he's one of yours.
Are we one of yours?
See, that intro worked a lot better than the last one. Zelina, by the way, unmute your microphone.
Oh, no. We have to back up the beep.
That was awesome, because I knew when you weren't saying anything that you hadn't unmuted your mic yet. That was awesome. Now everyone knows there are times where we're just like, we're talking, we're like, Zelina, what do you think?
Silence.
And I just kept talking over Ambi and Bo Jefferson, like, they're not saying anything. And then Ambi's like, Zelina, unmute your mic. Or
I can always tell. I have a sixth sense of that now. See, this was a much better intro back into it than the last one was.
Wait, all right.
Okay, what I actually said was because we expected it this time.
Yeah, it doesn't work out of context.
Okay. So that was Omi Pride 09 singing, what is it called? He's Not One of Us,
one
right?
Of us. Not One of Us.
Not
no,
One of Us.
Not One of Us.
From The Lion King 2, which is when.
Yes.
That was Pride.
My favorite Disney sequel ever.
Me too. Lion King 2 is
so good. It's really good.
It's one of the first two.
So anyway, getting on to your song, Omi. I'm pretty sure this was a MIDI backtrack. My first note was it had the melody line in it, and that's dangerous to do. But in this case, it worked because you blended with it very well, which kind of leads me into my next point, that your quality of the vocals, like my quality, it meshed with the backtrack a lot better than some of your other songs in the past. So whatever you did this week was good. I think you had less reverb, but it sounds good this way. And my next note was, this is a hard song if you're doing it solo in like a singing competition, because there's so many voices and parts in it, or at least in the original version. Vocally, I thought this was good. You had a nice vibrato, and you had a nice variety of harmonies and voices that really filled the song. But syncing at times was a bit off in the harmonies. And the first half was kind of crazy with the overlapping vocals. And I think if you mixed it a little bit more carefully, like you reduced the back vocals a little bit and like maybe cut out some of the higher frequencies, it would have like blended a bit better. But overall, I like this. Omi, yeah, I think I'll turn it to Zell.
Okay, you pretty much have the same notes as I did with the overlaps at the beginning. They were a little messy. Your harmonies were a little toppy, especially the higher ones, and you got a little clony every now and then. Vocals were good. The only time I ever heard the melody from the MIDI was near the end. But again, we're not going to bother about karaoke this week much. Except that also the piccolo was too high for my ears. but yeah, you sounded pretty good on this. Aside from when it was getting all clony and toppy and messy. Better than that, it was good. Ambi? Because I love this song to death.
For me, I agree for them. And I have a little extra something to add. I agree pretty much with Jeffers and Zelina, all they've said thus far. So I'm not going to repeat that stuff. For me, I thought it was a little low energy over, like, some of the vocal parts had some good oomph on them, and then another part would come in and it'd be like that person had just been drug out of their bed, and it's like, this person's a traitor, sing about it. Oh, I want to go back to sleep. No, sing, they're a traitor. Like, because there was a couple of them that just were, I don't know the exact one, but there was one specifically, it was something about being a traitor or something around it wasn't the see you later alligator line, but it was somewhere around there. When it was just like the most unenthusiastic person yelling about someone else while singing I've ever heard. So it was just some of the parts needed more oomph behind them. Not all of them, because some of them were really good. Other ones were not as good. And the levels were just weird like that, because it'd be like 1 second, it'd be like, so much oomph, for the next time, like, so sleeping bear. Like, all throughout the entire thing. Just, yeah. But the vocals throughout were really good. I really didn't have much of a problem with the syncing of, like, when they were all together and stuff like that. But overall, decent, but some oomph issues.
Okay. Are we done?
Doki doki. Done.
Done.
JC, you're up.
I am not a child now. I can take care of myself. I mustn't let them down now. I mustn't let them see me cry. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm too tired to listen. I'm too old to believe all these childish stories. There is no such thing as faith and trust in pixie dust. I try, but it's so hard to believe. I try, but I can't see what you see. I try. I try. My whole world is changing. I don't know where to turn. I can't leave you waiting, but I can't stay and watch the city burn. Watch it burn. 'Cause I try, but it's so hard to believe. I try, but I can't see where you see. I try, I try, I try and try to understand the distance in between the love I feel and the things I fear and every single dream. I can finally see it. Now I have to believe all those precious stories. All the world is made of faith and trust and pixie dust. So I'll try, 'cause I finally believe. I'll try, 'cause I can see what you see. I'll try to fly.
And that was JC with I'll Try from Return to Neverland, or Peter Pan number 2. I already told this to Ambie and Jeffers. I was not really expecting this movie to show up.
See, I truly wasn't. This is a really popular song. It's not a popular movie, but it's a popular song.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy someone did it, though.
This not necessarily who I thought was going to sing it, but...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Complete gender bent here. but no, here it wasn't a really big movie. It's something people forget about, so that's why I was really expecting it to show up. Okay, now critique before I get off more. For when you had the moving notes with the I'll try, some of them sounded pitchy or like they weren't exactly correct. I don't know if that
the runs.
Yeah,
the runs.
I have one at 203.
So like a few of them. Like, and it's the same section of that phrase. It was that same run that just did not sound right because of the moving notes. Your first believe sounded a little odd the way you pronounced it, or if it was sung, I didn't actually write it down, but I have pronounced oddly. Okay. And also your last fly seemed like it could have lasted longer, or something was up with that last fly that didn't make it sound right. Before I ramble on, Ambie?
Wow, what a pick. I really did not pick... I did not foresee this coming from you, JC. And because of that, I think I liked this all the more, because I never would have thought you would do something like this. And the fact that you did it, and you did it so well, at least in my book, really impresses me. I was personally confused because, like, why is he saying I try? The song's called I'll Try. And then the end was like, oh, the last one's the I'll try. Everything else is just I try. Okay, I'm stupid. I thought the vocals were very nice, especially for a gender bend. Because usually when you go with a gender bend, it's usually very obvious that it's, oh, these notes aren't originally for a boy, or these notes aren't originally for a girl, but you had me fooled, even though I know that this song's for a girl. It did get a little pitchy at times. The one section that really stood out for me was when the music kind of picked up a little bit. It got a little pitchy in there, but overall, I thought this was very well performed emotion-wise, and I really liked it. Jeffers?
Yeah, JC, this was an interesting choice for you. I was surprised. Yeah, and I have down that it sounds like you lowered the backtrack to fit your range, and that was a good choice because I thought you did very good. I liked your low notes, JC. Like, I've heard people sing this before, and those low notes kill some people, and I thought you handled those really well. The music sounded a little loud for my personal taste at here and there, but it could be these headphones. But I felt some parts in the beginning, you kind of punched some words a little hard, like, I'm not sure how to describe
like,
it.
I am not a child.
Yeah, like that. Like, so you kind of...
Why are you beating up words, JC?
Yeah, you emphasized some of the words a little too much, and it sounded a little awkward when you would hold out some other notes right after it, like, nice and long and with the nice vibrato. So that was that. But overall, I thought it was good. Yeah. Good job.
Good job. Yeah, I forgot to say, you did sound good on this. I know I said all these mean things about Nelson and everything, but you did sound good on it.
She's the mean judge this time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick.
Are we done?
Yes, we're done. Coming up next is Faded. She's so scary. Like a phantom.
Sleep, my little Kovu. Let your dreams take wing. One day when you're big and strong, you will be a king.
Night.
Good night, my little prince. Tomorrow, our training intensifies. I've been exiled, persecuted, left alone with no defense. When I think of what that brute did, I get a little tense. But I dream a dream so pretty that I don't feel so depressed, cause it soothes my inner kitty and it helps me get some rest. The sound of Simba's dying gasp, his daughter squealing in my grasp, his lioness's mournful cry, that's my lullaby. Now the past I've tried forgetting, and my foes I could forgive. Trouble is, I know it's petty, but I hate to let him live.
So you found yourself somebody who'll chase Simba up a tree.
Oh, the battle may be bloody, but that kind of works for me. The melody of angry growls, a counterpoint of painful howls, a symphony of death. Oh my, that's my lullaby. Scar is gone, but Zira's still around to love this little lad till he learns to be a killer with a lust for being bad.
Sleep, you little termite. I mean precious little thing.
One day when you're big and strong,
you will be a king. The pounding of the drums of war, the thrill of Kovu's mighty roar,
the joy of vengeance,
testify!
I can hear the cheering,
Kovu, what a guy!
Payback time is nearing, and then our flag will fly against a blood-red sky!
Can I steal this karaoke from you? Because I've been looking for this karaoke for, like, ever. I don't know where you found it, but dang, girl. You must have, like, found it under some rock somewhere, because this one's hard to find. Yeah. At first, I was like, what is up with this? Is she doing it a cappella? And then I was like, oh, wait, okay. It was just the first part. I would have liked the volume on the vocals up a little bit more, because overall it was a very quiet thing. Like, even I know I had to boost up my volume, and I know Jeffers did, because when he came back, he's like, wait, I gotta turn my volume back down again. Don't talk yet.
Yeah.
So overall the volume was just really, really low. And even when I did turn it up, I still would have liked the vocals up a little louder than the background track. The thing with this one was there were times when you were so good on the acting with the villainy, and there were other times when you were really so good on the singing, but they never seemed to be at the same time. Like, when you were really good with the acting, you weren't really singing, you were kind of like speak singing it. Mm-hmm. And the other times when you were singing and the notes were really good, you were losing some of that villainy oomph behind it, and you were just kind of focusing too much on the notes, and it needed them, they needed to meet more in the middle between the two of them and blend together a bit more. So it wasn't very consistent between the two, but both were really good. They just weren't together.
They just kept passing each other.
Yeah, they were ships passing in the night of the Pride Lands.
The
and
ships?
They never really met. They never really met one another. Ships on land? I don't know. hyenas passing in the night.
There you go.
There you go. Hyenas passing in the night. But overall, it was good, but inconsistent. Jeffers?
I like that saying. They're hyenas passing in the night.
Passing in the night.
Faded, my first notice. Whoa, song choice. I don't know. I found it a bit shocking that you chose this song. It's so different from your usual style of happy, cutesy, you know. So this was a bit of a shock for me. But there was a weird quality on your vocals that I didn't like this week. I like how you're experimenting with mixing and trying to see what works and whatnot to fix the quality. But whatever you did this week, I didn't really like because it was super echoey for me. And it sounded very distant, kind of like how Omi's vocals sometimes sound. And I think because it was so echoey, I think if your vocals were a bit crisper, it would have made your perform. I think it would have sounded a bit better. But anyway, on to your actual song.
Can I just say something really quick on that note?
Yeah.
There was one time, and this is going somewhere, but this might be relevant to you, Faded. I once did mixing for Valk. And Valk has a very kind of echoey mic like you do. When you add a reverb on top of an already echoey mic, it just sounds like you're inside a tin can. So I think that might have been part of it. Because that's what it sounded to me. Like, when you add reverb on top of an echo already, it just sounds a mess. And for some reason, it was more a mess this week than usual.
Yeah, could be it.
So just be careful with that.
But yeah, good job. I like how you're trying different things, and it shows that you are making an effort. So good job on that. I put down in the middle, you were sliding in your notes a bit too much for my liking. Like, I think that's part of the section where Ambi was talking about how her performance and her vocals didn't really connect. Like that 1 second verse, I think it was, you were doing a lot of with your notes. You started on the note and you would slide down. And it's a good thing for the song, but I think you did it a little too much for my liking. Let's see. And there was some times where you had this weird ugh sound at the end of certain phrases. She was like, I have down at 106, she said, live. Like, it sounded like a man after the...
Aww.
Well, it sounded awkward, but I thought you had a good build through the song, energy-wise and performance-wise, and good job being evil. And
right.
What was that?
God.
That's not on my end.
Not on my end either.
That's my end.
Are we done?
Zelina, don't...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't said anything
yet.
Yeah, Jefferson's been going for, on and on. I'm like, well, okay, where's my turn?
Sorry.
Okay, where's my pen go? Okay, it's fine. Okay, I think Ambi's word inconsistent really worked for me because it was oddly mixed. You usually sound really happy in your songs, and this one did too, but I guess... you're motivated to be happy that you're going to have your son kill the heir of the Pride Rock. That's why she's happy. Like, she's super happy.
She's now, a serial killer, too.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
it's a serial killer episode.
Like, you're right by lions. Did not enjoy. You had good energy and emotion overall. But as Ambi said, you did have sections where... they kept crossing each other, like they did not ever meet. He was passing in the night. But overall, aside from the mixing and the hyenas passing, it was pretty good. That's all I have.
Okay, then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Done.